This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. For the first time, the federal government has tallied up what arts and culture contribute to the economy. It turns out that sector, movies, painting, publishing, the creative side of advertising, was worth $500 billion in 2011, nearly 3% of GDP. That is more than the travel and tourism industry. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Let's just say this is good news for the National Endowment for the Arts.
Generally, researchers are a fairly cautious bunch, but we may be privately celebrating.
Sunil Iyengar heads the Office of Research and Analysis for the NEA.
Here you have, for the first time, comprehensive empirical evidence from the point of view of economists that the arts play a substantial role in the nation's economy.
In an instant, writers, app designers, publishers, and painters just got a bunch of street cred. Nearly 2 million people work in the arts and culture industry, which exported about $40 billion in goods and services in 2011. Some economists say growing our economy depends on ideas, innovation, and creativity. University of Minnesota culture economist Ann Markison says putting a dollar value to the sector could lead to policies that promote it.
The recognition of the significance of art skills is going to be really a big boost for artists and also for encouraging young people to go into the arts.
Who knows? Maybe that whole starving artist thing will finally be on the way out. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.